Pentecost Sunday today. We're doing things a little different, as you can see in the bulletin. We are so glad that you're here with us this morning. In rushing wind and tongues of fire, the church is born and empowered through the Holy Spirit of God. Let us worship and receive from God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit this morning. The choir is going to come and share a number with us this morning. Yeah, I'll come back to it. You're going to have to hang on a minute here because my laptop froze up. And I'm going to have to fix something real quick here. apologize. And that gives Carla time to get ready. All right. I think, are we about ready? Okay, let's stand then this morning, and we're going to be singing that hymn, "Oh Lord, Descend the Power," just now. It's not in the hymn book, so you'll have to follow along with us this morning. They were in an upper chamber. They were all with one accord. When the Holy Ghost descended, as was promised by the Lord. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. And baptize everyone. Yes, the power from heaven descended with the sound of rushing wind. Tongues of fire came down upon them, as the Lord said he would send. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now, and baptize everyone. Yes, this old time power was given to our fathers who were true. This is promised to believers, and we may have it too. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now, and baptize. Sing the refrain again. Oh, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now. Oh, Lord, send the power just now, and baptize everyone. Well, let's join together there this morning for our opening prayer in the bulletin. God of wind and flame, ignite our hearts in our fire in our hearts, and fill us with your courage and power. Open your hand and fill us with good things, that we may sing and rejoice in your presence. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and our choir is going to be coming and singing another number for us this morning.
Oh, news of a staring realm. Then my mind goes back to that stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Yet the light from that old lighthouse that stands up there on the hill.
Since this is Music Appreciation Sunday, we want to take a moment to thank David Maxson, our choir director, for another season at the choir. Yes. And all of our choir members, and this is wonderful. We had a great group this season, and it's just been a blessing. And so, okay, now you can go on down. They don't want to stay here any longer than they have to. And so we appreciate so much their ministry and blessing. We also want to say thank you to Carla, who plays the organ, yes. And Linda right here, as she's escaping back to her seat, that fills in and plays the piano for us so often. And we are grateful for all of those that share their gifts to bless the body of Christ here at our local church. So this morning also, we have something else we're going to do. Come on, Maddie, come on up. And we want to take a moment and have her share with you in a moment here. Grab another mic here that I was using. And we want to take a moment to congratulate her on completing her requirements and units and numbers and service hours and all of that they had to put in and accomplish for her to graduate from Miami East High School. And so we are so proud of you, and I'm going to switch gears and let you say something. So all I want you to do is just tell me about where you're going to go to school and what you're going to study, and speak up. So
I will be attending Ohio Northern.
Yeah, so I hope everybody heard that. She's going to Ohio Northern in the fall to study pharmacy. Yes, and she doesn't have her hat on, but she might show it to you after the service today that she has on the top of her hat. I'm going to say it anyways because it's fun. I sell drugs. Or future drug dealer, yeah. That sounds a little worrisome, but anyways. Yes, but you know what she's going to be doing. She's going to be a pharmacist, and who knows what the future holds. And so, Maddie, we have this Bible for you with your name on it, and we want to say congratulations to you, and thank you so much. Now, don't run away, because I have one other presentation that I want to do on behalf of the scholarship committee.
that includes Tom Kirk, hope I get this all right, Linda Everett, and who am I missing?
David
Matson, yes. That went through, we had four or five applicants, I believe, this year, four, thank you, Tom. And we have awarded the Lost Creek United Church of Christ Scholarship in honor and memory of
Dorothy,
thank you, Dorothy Kirk, and to Maddie Maxson, and she will be receiving that $1,000 scholarship in January. Because that's the way we always do it. We don't get it in the fall. We get it in the beginning of the next year. So congratulations. This is just a temporary certificate. She will be receiving her official certificate on Monday night at the scholarship banquet at the high school. And Tom Kirk will be there presenting that to her. So let's congratulate her. And I'm going to invite our kids to come on down.
This morning.
How's everybody doing this morning? Okay, I've got something I want you to do. What's this mean? What's that mean? Yes, it means I'm strong. So I want you to all do it this morning, real quick. Show me you're strong.
Come on, you daughter.
Yeah, come on. Girls, come on. What's up with that?
No.
That's not just a boy thing. Girls can be strong, too. No. Come on, I want to see your muscle. I promise I won't do like I used to do to Chase when he was younger and say, whippy.
No, you guys are all strong.
And you know why you're strong? It's because God's Spirit, God's presence is with you. And that's what happened when the church began in the first century. When the Holy Spirit, God's presence fell on the disciples as they were gathered in that upper room. That's when the church began. But it wasn't just the beginning of the church. It was the empowering of the church that made them strong so that they could go out and they could love people, and they can tell people about Jesus, and they can pray and do all the things that Jesus invites us to do. And they continue to gather together and worship. And sometimes, at the very beginning, they all gathered in houses, in different people's houses, because they didn't have any church buildings yet. So they gathered in houses and met, and they sang, and they prayed, and then somebody usually did a teaching. And then they went on their way, and they did this until about a little bit later on in the 300-400s, when they started to build church buildings like we have here and that we get to enjoy. So guess what? As you go downstairs this morning, I want you to remember you're strong today because God is with you every day. All right? Okay, you guys can go on downstairs. Miss Rita, you got a lot of them this morning.
We got it.
I know, she's excited about it. And as they are heading down that way, we want to take a few moments to join together and give you a chance for you to share share your joys or concerns that you may have this morning. Before we go to prayer, so somebody this morning. Yes.
I'd like for you to pray for Sharon. It's her sister, Sandy's sister, I'm sorry. And also for Elaine Myers. She hurt her foot.
Okay. I don't want to sound confused, but I thought your sister had passed.
She has been hanging on. She has not ate or drank for 15 days.
Oh, my gosh. Well, sometimes it does take a while. Okay, so that explains for praying for Sharon. So we want to pray for Sharon and the family. And we know that she is in God's hands, and we entrust her into God's hands and know that when that time is right,
Yes. And yes. So we want to remember them. And for Elaine this morning for her foot. And I saw another. Yeah. Okay, so we want to remember Rodney in prayer, who has stage 4 liver disease. And we definitely want to lift him up in our prayers. Somebody else this morning? Anybody else? Yeah.
My Aunt Susan is back in the hospital. I found out yesterday, I think it was, or maybe Friday, I forget. My Uncle Rodney doesn't know what's going on.
Going on yet?
Gotten back to me yet.
Okay, yeah, she was in rehab. And I know that, and oh, okay. I didn't know she got to come home for a little while. Okay, so we want to remember Susan Baer in our prayers, lift her up, and I'm not sure exactly, but we do know it's healing related. Yes.
Our daughter is cancer-free.
Wow, that is wonderful. Thank God for that. Yes, yes. Yes, I know. And we've been praying for her on and off for a while. And so we are glad that everything went well there. Somebody else.
She had her last radiation last week. And she'll be on medication for the next 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, yeah. And they'll keep an eye on her, yes. And very true. I know Jody's sister goes in every 6 months or a year and gets her scan. Her latest scan was clear too, so we were very thankful for that. Somebody else, yes.
Yeah, from the prayer group, we have two now with kidney stones, and one of them is David Maxson, and they may be blasting it next week for him. They've admitted Brock Hart to the hospital, and they're going to determine what they're going to do with him. And then still keep the Wilkins in your prayer. But we had several joys. Jody's hearing is back 99%, and boy, is that a blessing. We had 30 at Do Good, and then the Lot Media group and Kathy driving the passenger truck. It was fantastic. So Carla and Kathy and Bria really need to get thanks from all of us.
There you go, yeah. Yeah, Jody said that the ladies all had a good time down at the La Comedia, and I'm glad for that. So we want to remember David Maxson, who's going in this week to deal with his kidney stone. I have no idea how he is here and even functioning, because when I had mine, it was not pretty. and then, what? Yeah, well. Thank. I'm glad you're here today. So we want to remember Rob in our prayers, who also has a kidney stone, but they're not sure everything going on there yet. And so we want to pray for him, and then the Wilkins family, Bill and Shauna. Although I think the focus has been on Bill here lately with that wound again that he's having issues with. And so we want to continue lifting him up. A couple others, yeah.
Jack Gaskett, he married Janet Walker, who was in 1959, and she was attending the church here then. And what was interesting in the picture, I said it was at Lost Creek Congregational Christian.
Oh, yeah, that's before 57.
I think.
Yeah. I think that's before 57, if I remember right. It's 57 or 59 is when all four of them joined together and made the United Church of Christ. Yeah. So he passed away then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so we want to remember the Walker family there, and with that loss.
Estee,
sorry. Okay. Okay. So the Estee family. All right. Somebody else, yes.
I want to remember a friend of mine from ReShare. Her name's Brandy. She just found out she has a bleeding aneurysm in her brain, and she has 2 small children.
Okay. So we want to remember Brandy. Yeah, Brandy. With this lesion in her brain. And for God's healing touch there and wisdom for the doctor. Somebody else? Yeah.
Travel emergencies for this next week for Carl and I.
Yep, I got that written down already. Your wife already said something. Yes, out to Kansas and back is the kids and the dogs, and everybody's moving out there with Matthew's new post in Fort
Riley.
Riley.
And he will be the commander of the 5th Infantry, which is all the
battalion.
All the tanks and guns and lots of moving stuff.
So, yeah, after his promotion last year to lieutenant colonel. So, somebody else? Anybody else this morning?
Joyce Fry family. That's Karen Lutz's sister. She passed. Fry.
Okay. So, we want to remember the Pry family with the loss of
Joyce.
Yes, with the loss of Joyce. And you said that whose sister? Karen's
sister.
Yes. Yeah. Karen's sister. I saw that in the obituary that was online, that she was a United Methodist minister for 30-some, 40 years, yes. And I saw another hand, yeah.
Unspoken
this morning. Okay. Lots of needs, wow. Anybody else this morning? Yes. Okay. Anyone else this morning? Does anybody want to share, or she's asking for prayers for Greg?
I'm trying to keep them together. Keep them together.
Well, if you don't want to get specific, you don't have to. We can just pray. Okay. Well, I'm getting some of them, so Carla's given me some of them. But yes, we know that God knows every one of those, and definitely we can lift up Greg in our prayers this morning. So, yes, and I understand that, and somebody else, anybody else this morning?
I think we need to keep Jim and Kay in our prayers. She is working from home, and he has help, but he's going to need some strength and some help from God for sure.
Definitely. So she is. I thought it was going to be June or July before she was coming home. So things changed. Okay. Yeah, the last time I was over to see you.
I'm the one who needs the prayers.
Okay. Jim needs the prayers. Yes, I know. And it is not easy being a caregiver, especially when that person you're caring for cannot walk around anymore. And so we definitely need to keep Jim in our prayers and for strength and patience, although sometimes I don't always want to pray for patience, because then you have to go through things to get patience. Yes. Somebody a long time ago said, stop praying for patience, because when you pray for patience, God allows you to go through things so you get your patience. Yeah, and I think you know what I mean by that. So, but yes, for strength and grace in the midst of all that. Somebody else, anybody else this morning? All right, lots of needs there mentioned this morning. And maybe some of those names that have been mentioned maybe jumped out at you, and you can lift them up to the Lord as she plays there quietly in your seats, and then I'll come and pray and close us out. As we pause to pray today, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you for your presence in our lives. We want to thank you that we are loved unconditionally, no matter what. Whether everything is going great in life or whether sometimes we're hurting, we're suffering, we mess up, whatever it may be, that we know that you always love us and you never stop loving us because it is your character to love. And we're thankful for your presence of your Holy Spirit and the presence of the Spirit that empowers us as a church to go forth and be the people of God. So as we pray today, we ask you, O Holy Spirit, to come and help us to pray that we might pray as you want us to pray and that the Father wants us to pray. That as we lift up the needs of these that have been mentioned today, that you will minister to each one. As we lift up Elaine today and Sharon and her family, God, and for Rodney today, and for Susan today, and for Brandy today, and for David today, and for Rob today, and for Greg, O God, today. Lord, we ask that your healing touch, your healing presence will be with each of them and touch them today, we pray. And that you will give wisdom and grace to the doctors as they work with them, that the best treatments can take place, God, and that you'll give them grace, we pray, through all of this, whether it's surgery or something else, God, that you will move and your hand will be extended. Lord, we also lift up these families today. Lord, we think of the SD family and the Pry family with the loss of these loved ones, God, that your touch would be with them today. Your grace would be with them today. Lord, we continue to lift up Bill, Lord, asking for your healing touch with him, these wounds, God. Lord, we lift up Brad and Carla that's traveling out to Kansas and back. Lord, give them a safe trip and watch over them during the holidays coming up next weekend and bring them back safely to be with us, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Jim and Kay to you today. Lord, we especially pray for Jim that you'll just give him strength and grace to be with him, Lord, as he cares for Kay as she's coming home. And we just pray for your strength for her also, Lord. And Lord, we also lift up these two unspoken needs, Lord. You know exactly what they are, and we just ask for your touch today for them. And Lord, we know that you know the needs there. And maybe someone else, Lord, that during the prayer time maybe lifted up something to you that they did not share. God, we just ask that you would minister to whatever that need may be today. Lord, we just pray for your blessing upon the rest of this time. Lord, as we break the bread of your word, may you just encourage us, strengthen us. Let us know once again that we are not alone in our struggles in life, that your presence is with us. And not only that, Lord, but we ask your blessing as we share at the table with communion. Lord, may your grace and your love be extended to us as only you can do. As we ask all of these things this morning in the name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us in prayer this morning. And now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And thank you so much. It's because of your faithful giving each week or every 2 weeks or however you do monthly that helps to continue the work of the church here out into our community and throughout the world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication in the bulletin. God of wind and fire, may today's offering bring love and light to those who have not yet to touch the holy wind and sacred fire of your Spirit. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading is coming from our letter or epistle reading today from our lectionary, and it's some various verses from Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verses 18 through 19, 22 through 23, and 26 through 27. And you can follow along on the PowerPoint. Indeed, I consider the sufferings of the present to be nothing compared with the glory that will be revealed in us. All creation eagerly awaits the revelation of the children of God. We know that from the beginning until now, all of creation has been groaning in one great act of giving birth. And not only creation, but all of us who possess the first fruits of the Spirit. We too groan inwardly as we wait for our bodies to be set free. The Spirit too comes to help us in our weakness, for we don't know how to pray as we should, But the Spirit expresses our plea with groanings too deep for words. And God, who knows everything in our hearts, knows perfectly well what the Spirit is saying. Because her intercessions for God's holy people are made according to the mind of God. That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us this morning. Well, often I start with something funny to begin. A young man was walking through a supermarket, picking up a few things when he noticed an older lady following him around. Thinking nothing of it, he ignored her and continued on. Finally, he went to the checkout line, but she got in front of him. "Pardon me," she said. "I'm sorry if I'm staring at, or if my staring at you made you feel uncomfortable. It's just that you look just like my son who recently passed away." "Oh, I'm so sorry," said the young man. "Is there anything I can do for you?" "Yes," she said. "As I'm leaving, can you just say goodbye, mother? It would make me feel much better." "Sure," answered the young man. As the lady was leaving, he called out, "Goodbye, mother." And he stepped up to the checkout counter. He saw that his total was $127.50. "Well, how can this be? I only purchased a couple things." "Well, your mother said that you would pay for hers too," said the clerk. There you go. Now, maybe I should have shared that last Sunday on Mother's Day, but I want to talk to you this morning about the Spirit helps us in our weakness. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. You know, we live in a beautiful world and in a beautiful country and community. Yet, like everyone else in the world, we face suffering. We face pain. We face heartache, just like anyone else. If we were to write a headline for Romans chapter 8, we might say this, and this is what was up on the PowerPoint earlier. Even though we face suffering in life, the Spirit helps us in our present condition. So in our reading this morning, Paul kind of unpacks how the Holy Spirit helps us when we're going through our trials, sufferings, struggles in life. And so let's begin by looking at two things this morning. First of all, Paul refers to creation's groanings. Now, this is kind of an unusual thing that Paul talks about here. He seems to indicate that all of creation has been groaning all together and been going through and suffering through labor pains from the very beginning. That's kind of strange thinking, isn't it? How is that? And I think in my own self that this is kind of the way Paul deals with the problem of pain and suffering and everything that goes on in our world that we struggle with. We all face things in life. Sometimes it's not easy when we face those things. And so, let me say it this way. Life can be a daily grind, can it? It can at times. Everyone knows sooner or later how life grinds on us and kind of starts to wear us down, so to speak. Israel faced this in Egypt when they were in slavery in Egypt, or when they went through the wilderness and refused to follow Moses' instructions. So God said, "Well, then you could just keep wandering around for 40 years if you want to, if that's what you prefer." But also we know that Israel and Judah face this during the exile, when they lost everything, their temple, their homes, their communities. As Israel in the north was attacked by the Assyrians, and when Judah in the south was eventually attacked by the Babylonians, and they lost everything. And I know some of you right now have been watching through the series on TV, The Chosen. And I think it's in season 3 now. I only saw the first season. But you, in that story, they depict how the Jews and the people there faced life under Roman rule. Paul states that all creation, including the church, faces the groanings of life, even as the Spirit. And what's interesting is he says, all of creation, and you and I also are groaning in life, but he also talks about then how the Spirit groans within us. Clearly, there's a whole lot of groaning going on. Do you know that old song? There's a whole lot of shaking going on. So why does that happen? Why does that all happen in life? Well, here's the thing. We share in life's labor pains. Why do we struggle? Why do we face heartache? Why do we face pain? Why do we face all of those things? Because we too face the same labor pains that goes on in the world. And much of the pain and suffering of the world stems from human selfishness. The Bible is pretty clear on that. Yet, think about that in this way. Why does Paul use the language of labor pains? Moms, you know what I'm talking about, don't you? Labor pains may only last for a short period of time, but when we get through on that and on the other side, there's that bundle of joy that you're holding on to in that moment. And somehow Paul seems to say that we go through times in life when it just seems at times almost unbearable. And it's painful. But we don't quit. We push on through, don't we? Just like your spouse told you to push, or the doctor told you to push, or whatever. You had to push through that labor pain so that new son or daughter could be born. And during these times, life can grind on us as we face the wear of life. So what's the answer? What is the answer to all this? Paul gives us an answer to our pains and sufferings and everything that we face in life. And that is the Spirit's support. We are not alone. We are not by ourselves, but God is with us. And here's what I want you to see this morning. The Spirit aids us in our struggles. The word weakness there that Paul uses refers to the struggles of our human condition. The times of suffering, the times when we face sickness and illness, the times when we may face lack or struggle financially, because the word there can even be used in certain contexts to mean poverty. It can also refer to our limitations. Have you ever just felt so limited in a situation that you just couldn't deal with because of who you are as a human being? And here's the thing that Paul seems to indicate. The Spirit does not remove our struggles, but assists us as we walk through them. We're very familiar with the Psalm 23. Even though, or even when I'm walking through that dark valley of death, you are with me. And specifically, Paul says the Spirit assists us in prayer. Why is that important? Well, what do we do when we're going through hard times in life? What do we do when we're facing struggles? What do we do when we're not sure how something's going to get paid? Or what are we going to do when the doctor gives us certain news? I think for many of us, we'll pray. But sometimes we don't always know how to pray. So when facing pain and suffering and the groans of life, not only is it hard to pray during those times, but we should also not give up, but continue to pray. And Paul seems to indicate that the Holy Spirit helps us, gives us a helping hand, so to speak, when we don't know how to pray or what to pray. Should we pray for healing? Should we pray for strength to persevere? Should we pray for ultimate deliverance? Should we pray for God to move injustices we cannot control or for grace to endure them? Should we ask for directions? Or should we pray to wait on God? And how do we pray when we face situations and problems that we see going on in the world, but we're not sure what God's will is in those things? How about when there's people that are facing violent conflicts and war? Do we pick a side? We always think God is on our side. But is God on our side? We don't always know the answers to those kind of questions. How do we pray in those situations? How do we pray when systems of government harm God's people and God's creation? In such cases, the Spirit is there for us to know how to pray. Even as the writer of the Hebrews tells us, Jesus intercedes for us every day, as does Paul here, who says somehow the Spirit prays through us. Have you ever faced a situation where it was so desperate and you were crying and all you could say is, oh God, what do I do? Help me. That could just be the Spirit's prayer coming through you. Because those prayers don't come from up here. They come from down in here. Oh God, help us. So when we struggle, the answer is not to quit praying, but to allow the Spirit, who is both intercessor and interpreter, as Paul says, of God's will, to help us align with God's loving purpose. But here's the thing, and I want you to catch this. In the meantime, we still groan over cancer. We still groan over Alzheimer's. We still groan over injustices. We still groan over people that hurt us. We still groan over depression. We still groan and hurt when facing death. However, thank God, the Spirit helps us in those times. We are not alone. The Spirit helps us in our weakness. Amen and amen. Well, as we prepare for communion this morning, we want to invite all of you to share together with us this morning. You don't have to be a member of this church. You don't even have to come here all the time. Everyone is invited to the table to experience the grace of God and the grace of Jesus in this time. So one of the things that we always do before we share at the table is we join together for our thanksgiving and confession and ask God to work in our lives as before we share. So let's do that this morning in light of Pentecost. Let's pray together. Spirit of wind and fire, come to us this day, freeing us from our fears. Lift us up when we have fallen. Dust us off and set us squarely on the path to hope you have set before us. Remind us that we are never far from your presence. Come, Holy Spirit, upon your people we pray. And upon this bread which we eat, and upon this juice which we drink, that we who are Christ's body may live in unity and at peace with you and all of your creation. Amen. Receive that today. Let him work in your life and my life, and receive of his grace. I'm going to invite our deacons and deaconesses, if they would help us out this morning, those that will be serving us, they would make their way this morning.
Later that evening, Jesus gave thanks. And he passed the cup among them and said, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for the forgiveness of sins. Take and drink it and do it in remembrance of me." Let's partake this morning. The Apostle Paul said, as often as we eat of the bread and drink of the cup, we are proclaiming the Lord's death until he comes. I'm glad that we had a new training going on there with our little deaconess helping us out this morning. I loved it. Just take a few moments and greet one another. Congratulate Matt if you get a chance. Although we can't take real long to do that, but some of you close by there. And share the blessing. Sing that chorus, "Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me." It's hymn number 294, if you want to sing it out of the hymn book. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Sing it one more time. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Spirit of the Living God, fall afresh on me. Let's join together for our benediction in the bulletin. In rushing wind and cleansing fire, go forth in the power of the living God. Go forth as the empowered children of God, as heirs with Christ, and as new creations in the Spirit. Amen.